Some Sydneysiders now facing those caps on their Christmas celebrations are heading into the regions to celebrate, where more people are allowed under one roof. Anyone outside the locked down Northern Beaches hotspots are allowed to travel to regional New South Wales, where gatherings of 50 are permitted. The failure to ban travel to the regions is worrying some regional mayors, who say while they need the tourism, they don't want the virus. Isabel Rowe reports.
Christmas preparation has been more of a rush than usual for New South Wales woman Tina Fay.
The push has been on because I haven't had a kitchen. 2 days ago, the last bit of the kitchen went in and it looks like it's on. We will be cooking on Christmas Day.
She's getting ready to welcome family from Sydney to her home in Mossvale in the New South Wales Southern Highlands.
A little bit from the Central Coast. I have two daughters from there and I've got my sisters in Pennant Hills.
And how many people do you think you'll have?
We'll probably have about 18.
That's a lot more than you'll be allowed around the table on Christmas Day in Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong. Tina Fay is cautious about coronavirus, but not worried enough to call off Christmas.
And I've been watching it and I actually just contacted the council down here to make sure that we were on track and they said it's okay. I'm sure that there's people that would say, we don't want anybody to come here. But on the same hand, you know, we're a tourist destination and we need those people to be in the area.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian doesn't want to outlaw Christmas travel for those outside the Northern Beaches hotspots.
Whilst we're not restricting any mobility between Greater Sydney and the regions, we're just asking everybody to be extra cautious, extra careful. Please wear masks in indoor settings when you're going grocery shopping.
But that isn't sitting well with many regional mayors.
Look, we're really encouraging people to, from the Sydney area that, you know, along with the Premier's advice, if you don't need to travel, please reconsider.
Yorubadala Shire Mayor Liz Innes has had a year to forget, with deadly bushfires and a pandemic crushing the economy, a huge part of which relies on tourism. She's already heard from local businesses that people from the Northern Beaches hotspots have made it to her region and are bragging about it openly to locals.
There already have been reports from businesses of people that have openly stated that they're from the Northern Sydney area after the lockdown was introduced. And, of course, the businesses down here are very aware of their responsibilities and are trying to do everything right. So what they're doing is they're asking for identification and turning those people away, which is, you know, understandable and exactly the right thing to do. But it is disappointing that we're hearing reports of people that have chosen to travel outside of the lockdown advice.
So those people should be in isolation. They shouldn't be out at all.
No, they should not be out at all. Even if they had left the Northern Sydney area before the lockdown, once they were in the areas and that came about, they were under instruction to isolate.
Liz Innes wouldn't be surprised if businesses were also hesitant to welcome people from Greater Sydney.
At this stage, the advice is that they don't have to turn people away from the Greater Sydney area, but I do know that most of them are looking at ID before they're allowing customers into their businesses, particularly food outlets.
In the neighbouring coastal shire, Mayor of the Shoalhaven City Council, Amanda Findlay, says most accommodation is booked out for Christmas.
Things will be slightly under capacity because camping will be slightly less, but definitely the people that will be coming here will be from, you know, southern Sydney, western Sydney and southwestern Sydney.
And how do you feel about that group of people coming in such large numbers to the region?
Look, there's not much a mere mayor from, a regional town can do in this space. At the moment, it seems that it's okay, but I do know that our population, our permanent population, are quite concerned.
I mean, do you wish that New South Wales Health had said, don't travel to the regions if you're in Greater Sydney?
Look, New South Wales Health feel that they've got a handle on their contact tracing. If they issue that order now, what it would have the effect of doing is collapsing our economy again.
She too has heard reports of Northern Beaches residents boasting about their escape to the region.
We don't need to have, you know, a bunch of people who are flaunting the rules, skiting about the fact that they're flaunting the rules and putting our people at risk. That those kind of people are not welcome in the Shoalhaven.
Back in Mossvale, resident Tina Fay sees it a bit differently.
We need to sort of look at it as other people aren't the enemy. and we need to just look after each other, really.
That's Moss Vale resident Tina Fay ending Isabel Rowe's report.